It's a privilege. I'm glad to be here. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be able to share with you wonderful people. And in addition to this book, which I wrote originally for my daughter and her fiancé, I started writing when they announced their engagement.
Now, are you on, Brian?
Am I on? Am
that's
I? Can anybody hear me?
Going?
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear something.
Oh, somebody, can you hear me at the back?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay, that's better. That's better. I can hear myself now. Good, good. I'm currently writing a book, Pornography to Purity, and so if anybody knows somebody who's got issues in that area, come and talk to me later. That's in draft form, so it's the second draft. We've got a few more drafts to go. Okay, what is the most powerful combo for transforming people? I can guarantee that this, with 100% certainty, that this is the most powerful combo, and you will not find a better combo. I will tell you, that's what the next... And Tony's limited me to 20, 25 minutes. He didn't allow me the 3 or 4 hours that I asked for. So we will run through some of this very quickly. Some of it we'll skip over, but don't worry about that, because Karen has got two versions of this. You've got the short version that we go through today. She's also got the longer version. She'll give it to you if you want it as a PowerPoint electronically, or print it out if need be. And she will, you can go through that individually, or you can go through it in your life group if you want to. Now, a lot of speakers start with a joke. What I'd like to do is start with a little scientific information, and that is that the human genome has something like 3 billion building blocks in it. Some cells can multiply in 20 minutes, which means that the cell needs to manufacture and deliver to the right place and put in the right position 2.5 million building blocks per second. That is awesome indeed. That is a very purposeful and intentional production line. Did that occur by chance? Random, idle chance? Okay, so let's take a look. What is God transforming us into?
Human.
Well, what is the most powerful combo? It's not the hamburger, the chips, and the drink, regardless of how tall the drink might be. What is God transforming us into? He just rolled on to the next one. Into love. Who wants to be so filled with love from God that they effervescent out? Without trying, just it comes out because they're so full, it's bubbling over. I do. Who wants to be so full of joy, God's joy, that they're always happy, regardless of what the circumstances might be?
Yeah.
What about peace? Regardless of the turmoil in your family, regardless of the turmoil at work, you want a peace in your own heart. And patience. When your kids try it, you want to be patient. And kindness. Who wants lots of kindness? I do. Any other hands? And those that didn't put their hands up, I tell you do want kindness. And the reason you want kindness is I call it the boomerang characteristic. Proverbs 11:17 says, your own soul is nourished when you're kind. So if I'm kind to you, I'm looking after my inner person. So I want kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. And self-control. And when I talk to people individually about these and say, which one do you want most? I ask you the question, which one do you want most? More often than not, love would be the second one, but the first one is self-control. And it could be that some of you want self-control. And who wants the whole lot?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news, because they come as a package deal. Now, what is the combo? The combo is the love of God combined with the Spirit of God combined with the Word of God. And we'll pick at each of those. Well, first of all, the love of God. When we think of the love of God, next one over, with think of the Father. We talk of the Father heart of God, the love of God coming from the Father. And of course, there's several places in Scripture where Jesus is referred to the Word of God. And the Spirit of God speaks for itself. That is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And that is the combo. The Godhead. And this sermon is based on the passage in Ephesians 3 where Paul is praying for the Ephesians. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is derived its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit. Who wants power through God's Spirit? Amen. In your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And some translations put that as the Godhead bodily. I'd like to be filled with the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The love, the Word of God, and the Spirit. And then Paul finishes off by saying, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us. So the best person that we can think of becoming in terms of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, that is God's starting point. Take that love and we can extrapolate away from there. Now let's talk about the love of God. Imagine going to the beach. You've got kids with you. You build a little sandcastle, you dig a moat around the sandcastle and then you fill it with water. And the kids go down with a little kid's bucket and fill it with water. And you get a big bucket and you come back and fill it with water. Will you run the ocean dry? Now imagine there's a fire in the building there and 10 fire brigades come, they run out of the water in the fire engine and they pop the hose in the ocean and they pump it out. 10 foot, will they drain the ocean? Now has anybody here been to Pupu Springs just out of Tarkin and Golden Bay? Yeah. A lot of water flows out of there, eh? Now something like, it depends on the season and the year, but so it varies, but something like 10 cubic metres a second. So imagine 1 metre high, 1 metre wide, 10 metres long, about from here to that wall, going past here every second. Of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year. A lot of water. But it takes 3 years at that rate to fill one cubic kilometre of ocean. There is an ocean full of love that God has available for you and for me. We can suck it all up, absorb all the love that we can, and it will not run dry.
Now that's good preaching there, bro.
Amen.
It will not run dry. Now whip through some verses, and I don't want to take too long because we all know, or most of us will know, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal or spiritual life. For God did not send his one Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world, you and me, through Jesus. Now, when I was in my teens and 20s, I had a very poor self-image. And I went on a retreat that happened to be at Waikanae, not far from here. And on a Saturday afternoon, they said, "Well, take it 2 or 3 hours and take your Bible and spend some time with God." And we all did that. And I jumped over the fence, probably into farmer's property, but it's a little wooded area, and I sat down on a log. And I was reading through Isaiah and read, "You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you." It was like God sat on the log next to me and looked in the eye and said, "You, Brian, are precious in my eyes and honored." He honors me. He honors you. You are precious. I am precious. And he loves us. And he can personalize that for you. Take your own verses. There's lots of verses in the Bible. I'm going to flick over a few here. You can grab the PowerPoint later and go through them in your life groups or as you wish. Carol, I'll have the longer version. But we'll ask the question, is God in love with you? He is madly in love with you. He is madly in love with you. Beyond our comprehension. Now let's spend a little bit of time. So bask in the love of God. Dwell upon it. Meditate on it. Absorb it. I'll give another illustration. The universe. Let's compare the love of God with the universe. Anybody got any comprehension of how big the universe is? No, nor have I. Scientists tell us there's somewhere in the order of 100 billion galaxies, each of which has got somewhere in the order of 100 billion stars. And I've read recently that our own galaxy's got 300 or 400 billion stars. And light travels at 300,000 kilometres per second. So imagine 300,000 kilometres a second for every minute, for every day, for every hour of every day, of every week, of every year, for 4.3 years, and you've got to the nearest star. Such is the enormity of God's love for you and me. Right, the Word of God. When Joshua was taking the Israelites into Israel, God said to him, "This book of the law shall always be on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." So God promised prosperity and success. Does anybody here want prosperity and success in the whole of life? Not just finances, but the whole of life. I do. I most certainly do. And God, this is one of the verses that God said to me earlier on. Then he says, you'll be prosperous and successful. Now, Joshua only had the first five books of the Bible. He only had the law. We have the whole of Scripture. We are much better positioned, much more fortunate than Joshua. And we can be, their promise of success is least equal to what Joshua was. We have the Holy Spirit, which he didn't have. In Psalm 1, "Blessed is the person who does not walk with the steps of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord." And again, it talks of the law, but we can say the Word of God, of Jesus Christ himself, "who meditates on his word day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." Now, we in New Zealand live in the land of a long white cloud and we've got plenty of water. But the person writing this was from a Mediterranean, Middle East environment and water was scarce. And a tree by the stream would always have leaves, if deciduous obviously dropped them, but it would bring fruit in season. Whereas a tree that was sort of on the edge of the desert struggles to survive. In some years it wouldn't bear fruit because it wasn't too dry. Which tree do you want to be compared with? So it's the person who meditates on the Word of God that does that. Now how do we take the Word of God in? We hear it. You open your Bible, that's brilliant. We read it. That's exactly your point. Now, Tony's got a conference coming up in the first 5 days of January. 14 speakers, $30. Great peer speakers. You hear it like you're hearing from me. You hear it like you hear from Tony every week and other people. I recommend the conference that's coming up. Tell all your friends. It's too good to miss. But you hear it and you read it, as you said. Read the Word of God. You study it. Take it and study it. Look in depth. Study it on your own. Study it in your life groups. Look it in depth. Sing it. Sing it to yourself. Sing it in groups like we are here. Memorize it. Your life groups might want to pick a verse each week to memorize and just put it into your mind and share it. Well, how's your day? Well, actually, it started real well. I was reading the Bible this morning, and this is what... Hey, how you going, mate? Oh, just fine. You know what? I just memorized the verse that... So just be it on your lips at all times. Share it. Whatever we do, however we do it, saturate our minds with the Word of God,
amen,
which is Jesus Christ. And here's just a couple more on there. Yeah, saturate our minds, and then the next one, please. If anybody's got any doubts about the Word of God being, the Bible being the Word of God, this DVD series will change your mind. It's incredible. I'm just amazed. It looked at several different areas, and it just explains how the Word of God is just so complex and couldn't be anything else. Now let's take a look at the Spirit of God. Now this is where I'm going to run through things very quickly. You won't catch them all. We need several hours to go through them all, if not several days. But they will be on the PowerPoint if you want to look at them. But just some of the activity, a lot of the activities of the Holy Spirit. He helps us in our times of weakness. He guides us into truth. He teaches us. He reveals wisdom. He testifies to Jesus. He comforts us. He calls us. He fills us. He strengthens us. He prays for us. He prophesies through us. He bears witness to the truth. He brings joy. He brings freedom. He completes the work in us that he started. He calls for Jesus' return. He transforms us. He lives in us. He frees us. He renews us. He produces fruit in us. He gives gifts. He leads us. He convicts of sin and righteousness. Two sides of the coin. He sanctifies us. He empowers us. He unites us. He seals us, guaranteeing that we'll get to heaven. He gives us access to the Father. He enables us to wait, and he casts out demons. So who thinks it's good to spend time with that fella?
Amen.
I reckon. Now, we went through those pretty quick, but that's just what it is. So what is the outcome of living with the Spirit of God? We go back to what we'd started with. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And most of us put our hands up saying that we want at least one of those. So how do we get that? How do we get that fruit? I know we've hinted at some already, but if we look at the companion verse, that all comes from Galatians 5:22-23. It's the fruit of the Spirit. A lot of you will recognize that. The companion verse to that is John 15:5, where Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He or she who lives in me bears much fruit." Fruit of the Spirit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And of course, the fruit of the Spirit is what we just said. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. A little personal testimony. Again, in my early years as a Christian, God personalised these verses to me. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and the tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I'll open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, that men may see and know, may consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it. And once I identified as being my life as being like a desert, and what God says here, what he said to me was, I will take you from a desert and I will put rivers and streams in your life. I will make you an oasis.
That's the one.
I will take you from being a desert to an oasis, and then from an oasis to a forest. And I like I say, identified as being a desert, and it may well be that somebody here identifies their life as being like a desert. And God can take you from a desert to an oasis. And the characteristic of an oasis is people look at it as a landmark. The caravans of camels come past and they say, that's a landmark. We're on the right track. Well, they go there and they get water and a few dates, a bit of food to sustain them. But then he said, I will take you from an oasis to a forest. And the thing about a forest, if you've got streams running through it and rivers running through it, you've got birds in the trees, you've got ferns and... Yeah, I'm not far off finished. birds in it and animals, and you've got a lot of life. An abundance of life. So God can take everybody from desert to oasis to an abundance of life. Anybody want that? I do. I'm glad. God has done that. And it was probably in the order of 50 years ago he said that to me, and he's just growing me. So, yeah, if you can just go on to the next one there, please. What I'd like us to do is pray this together. We're going back to where it started, and this sermon is based on these verses. I've just modified them slightly so that we can pray that together. Let's pray together. Father God, we pray that out of your glorious riches, that you may strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And we pray that being rooted and established in love, we may have power to grasp wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. We thank you that you are able to immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to your power at work with us. So I encourage you to absorb the love of God. There's an abundant supply. Bask in the love of God. I encourage you to saturate your mind with the Word of God. And I encourage you to spend time with the Spirit of God, because it's the love of God combined with the Word of God combined with the Spirit of God that transforms us into who he wants us to be, which is magnificent, because we were made in his image. We've been marred, and he wants to take us back to that beauty of God's image.